If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Everyone knows that the media world is changing, and a lot of it not for good. But I'm going to talk to a young man today who is making a difference in media. His name is Jeremy Lamont, and he has started a new online magazine called Godspeed. Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Strang. Thank you for listening today to the Strang Report. I'm always excited when I hear about new ways that we're sending out the Word of God in ways that people can relate to. So let me start by welcoming you, Jeremy. Thank you for taking time to be on my podcast today. And I'm excited about this new online magazine, which I have just downloaded the app myself. So tell me and my listeners what you're doing.
Stephen, thank you so much for having us on the program today, and thank you for continuing to lift up the body of Christ and all the things you do. I personally appreciate you and just want to thank you for both. Godspeed Magazine is really not something I ever thought of doing, but in 2012, God in prayer specifically said that this was what I was to do. And so I started following the footsteps because he specifically said it had to be a digital magazine. And in the 7 years since then, it has turned into exactly what he promised. Just as an example, he said it would look like Time Magazine, and we now have David Aikman, who was, you know, a senior news correspondent from Time Magazine for 23 years, as our editor-in-chief. So it's really, truly God that has the glory on this one. I wasn't headed this way. I just was completely devoted to obeying what God asked me to achieve for him.
Well, that's exciting. And as most of my listeners would know, you're someone I can relate to because, you know, I also started a magazine. It was many years ago. I probably sound like a dinosaur, but Charisma Magazine was started before the personal computer was on the market. Now, it was under development, but it was not on the market. And we didn't even computerize until the mid-1980s. So that was long before the internet. And now so much has changed. And of course, we're doing things online as well. And when I heard about your digital magazine, I was fascinated, especially because of David Aikman, who I have known since the late 1970s. He was the senior correspondent at Time Magazine at the time. And he was up in New York City, and I made an appointment, went to visit him, and a friendship ensued that has continued down through the years, and our lives have intersected in so many different ways. And it is just really a coup, I guess you would say, for you to get someone of his stature. How in the world did you pull that off?
It's so impossible to describe the things God has done with Godspeed Magazine without going back to what God did. I specifically was told in another prayer later that I would have a partner who was the granddaughter of the founder of the Pentecostal movement, or one of the founders, Charles Parham. And his granddaughter's name is Roberta Parham Romas. Everyone calls her Bobby. And she, he said, would be my partner. And I couldn't imagine that. And a week later, after having met her only once ever at a friend's doctoral dissertation graduation, after meeting her once, a week after God told me she was going to be my partner, she emailed me and asked me to come to her house, and I thought I wasn't even supposed to be on the list, and I went anyway, just hoping that maybe, you know, they would have grace on me since they figured out that I wasn't supposed to be on her list. And I arrived there to find all sorts of people from CBN and ORU and Billy Graham's team, and I even more so at that point thought I shouldn't be there. And what ended up happening at the end of the night was that Roberta walked up to me and asked what God was doing with this magazine that we'd only discussed once when we met the one time before. And I said, God said, you're going to be my partner. And she said, we have to do that. And a little later, I mentioned to her that God described the magazine as looking like Time Magazine. And she picked up her cell phone and called David Aikman and put the cell phone in my ear and said, talk to him. And a little while, maybe a year or so after that, David said, what can I do for you? I love that you keep following God's footsteps, and what can I do to help you? And I said, well, you can become my editor. And I was half serious, thinking he would just say no. And he said, okay. And not long after, David was on payroll. And it truly, you know, all of Godspeed Magazine, the common theme is I literally cannot take credit for any of it, but rather he's made it very clear that it's his will and that my primary role is to follow and do exactly where he takes me. And so our method is we take big clipboards and fill them with information and planning, and then God somewhat swats them out of my hand and fills the clipboards with his information, and then we follow his planning. And my whole team has become very aware that that's what we do and how we work.
Well, that's exciting. And at one time, David Akeman was possibly the highest ranking spirit-filled person in American journalism. And as you know, there are relatively few believers in journalism, and often they will be fairly quiet about it because, frankly, the press is so left-wing now and in many ways so anti-God that people don't speak up. Now, David Akeman was always clear about his faith and where he stood. He wrote many stories about famous people like Alexander Solzhenitsyn and Mother Teresa. I don't have a list in front of me, but he wrote the Man of the Year story many times. He was a correspondent at different times in Hong Kong and Beijing, in Berlin, and in Jerusalem. In fact, when he was a bureau chief in Jerusalem, I actually visited him on one of my trips over there. When he was in Hong Kong, he and his wife attended the church that my brother-in-law founded. My brother-in-law was an Assemblies of God missionary and founded this church. It's a thriving church. It's called the International Church of Hong Kong. It continues today. And it was through my brother-in-law that I connected with him. But let's also talk about Bobbi Romas, because I have had the privilege of meeting her several times over the years. She's highly respected, as was her mother, her late mother, Pauline. And because I am a student of history, and especially Pentecostal history, I am very familiar with Charles Fox Parham, who, you know, had a small Bible school for just a couple of years in Topeka, Kansas, where there was the first known example of speaking in tongues. Now, if you know anything about history, and we're not wanting to get bogged down in history, but I do think it's germane, there were a lot of people in what was then called the Holiness Movement that were praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They would use that term. Nobody really knew what that meant. And then on New Year's Eve in 1900, going over into 1901, which is literally the first day of the new century. Now, everyone thinks that 1900 was the new century. And in common day language, people kind of think of it that way. But really, the 00 year is the last year of the old century. And so I just thought it was significant that on the first day of the century, this student named Alice Osman prayed in other tongues, just like the Book of Acts. And people started getting excited, and the word got out, and it went around. And later on, Charles Parham influenced the life of William Seymour, who is the one who started the Azusa Street Revival, which is really when Pentecost took off around the world. And Parham actually lived until around 1930. And his ministry continues, and of course his family continues that heritage. And it's a great heritage, and she's a very good partner for you to have.
Yeah, this entire experience with Godspeed Magazine has been just radically humbling. I feel like the larger Godspeed Magazine gets, the smaller I get, and the farther he takes me, the less visible I feel like I need to be, really. Being around both Roberta and Les, her husband, our family spends a lot of time with them, or has spent a lot of time with them. And they're just such exceptional people, and their belief system, you know, all the way back to Granddad, as she calls him, Parham, is that when a miracle happens, and in all things that we do that are miraculous, like, you know, if we lift a business, if we do anything, that all the glory goes to God and the miracle needs to be announced, but that the person who was used to do the miracle doesn't need to be even mentioned. So if you heal somebody, it's like, wow, glory to God, here's what happened. The miracle did this, praise God. And that's sort of the end of the report. And I bring that up because I've watched their family do things inside the White House from firsthand experience out in D.C. with them. I've watched their family do incredible things that they absolutely would not take credit for, did not want to be mentioned. They just wanted to do it for God. And it's humbling to watch, you know, they spend your whole life, and I spent most of my life in the secular world producing large event shows and special events, and to see someone go the exact opposite direction of the world in such dramatic fashion that they don't want credit in any way, shape, or form for helping influence the White House from the inside, it just stops you in your tracks and leaves you sitting there sort of, you know, again, humbled, reduced to, you know, just a huge praise for God. And it's been amazing to me to learn and sort of absorb what I had no idea I was getting the blessing of being given.
Well, that's a great experience, and I'm just so happy for you. But let's talk a little bit about Godspeed Magazine. That was the purpose of this podcast, and I've just signed up. It's $5 a month. You can charge it on PayPal, something like that. There's an app, a very nice app, that you can download. I have a Samsung, so I download it on Google Play, and I think it's also on iTunes, and people should download it, and then what are they going to get when they get your online magazine?
The beauty of the app, it is available, as you mentioned, Steve, in the App Store, Google Play, and Amazon. And you can download the app for free, and there's two issues that are unlocked in there, the Freedom issue and the Breakthrough issue. You don't have to pay anything to read them, so you can get a really solid sense of the way we are editorially focused. But if people do choose to subscribe, as you mentioned, for $5 a month, our entire editorial focus is on God in action. So we'll hear, for example, one of our stories a long time back, Anne Graham went to India, and a friend said, "Do you want the story of Anne Graham in India?" And I said, "I don't know." And they said, "What do you mean? You're nobody, and Anne Graham is Anne Graham." And I said, "No, it's not that. Of course she's Anne Graham, and we're nobody. But the thing is, we cover God in action. So unless there's something about how God moved, we're still not covering people. It's not about people, even though we mention people and the way God uses people. It's about God." And so they said, "Okay, well, we'll look into the story a little more." And it turned out 500,000 people showed up at India's Day of Prayer. And so then we said, "Absolutely, yes. It sounds like there was this huge move of God." And the more we listened to the actual writing of the story that was turned in and saw all the pictures, it was an absolute move of God. And so we immediately were incredibly grateful to have this story. But that's what Godspeed Magazine is. We cover freedom from the point of view of how is God using people right now to protect the freedom to worship him. If we cover Infant Lives Matter, we're really covering how is God protecting the right only he could give, which is life. Only God could give the right to life. And so we're going to protect how God is moving people to protect the right to life that he gave us. And so our perspective is always editorially focusing back and slanting back towards what did God do. And it's in some ways a big media redemption, because as you mentioned with David Aikman, when he would turn in stories, he covered the Pentecostal movement in Korea, went to this huge convention. When he got back, he had covered an exact, I mean, taken pictures, stood there and eyewitnessed a woman who had a radical healing where her leg grew right in front of David Aikman. He got all the pictures, wrote it all down. I witnessed the whole thing. And his superior basically said, "I don't think Time Magazine really wants to cover miracles." And so they literally shut down his story, and it never appeared that the miracle happened, but he did cover the Pentecostal conference. And so the general information may make the media, but God in action, which is what our editorial focus is, it doesn't make the media. And so what we want to do, our goal with Godspeed Magazine, is to connect the body of Christ by the digital device in their pocket with a single click. And so the idea, God said, "Make Godspeed Magazine." I said, "Okay." And then he told me it's not for people to read. And I found that depressing. And I sat there waiting, and he said, "It's for people to become the story." And this is the essence of Godspeed Magazine, is that he wanted a digital device. He wanted us to use digital devices to connect the body of Christ by the device that was already in their pocket with a click. And he didn't want them to just read it. He wanted them to click and join the next massive movement, whether it's the Send or One Nation, One Day, or whatever it is where believers are moving into action with power. That was where God intended us to go with this, was to show him in action and to connect the body of Christ together along that path.
Well, I need to encourage my listeners to get involved and to subscribe and to share this and even share this podcast on social media, because we have to get the word out. Yeah. Because there are some huge media platforms out there. And I know from experience how hard it is to get something off the ground. And I remember how people came alongside me, and I appreciated it, and you know, we were able to grow. But you've got to have people to support you, and I'm calling the body of Christ to say, we need to support Godspeed Magazine if it's ever going to achieve these goals. And I just really admire you and admire your heart and your humility before the Lord and the faith that you have to start this bold new venture. So that's why I wanted to have you on the podcast, just to share your story and to let people know about it. And I'll, as we wrap this up, I'll do what Bill O'Reilly does. He says, you can have the last word.
Well, my last word, I just want to say that I completely agree with what Steve just said. We either have the choice of having an antichrist spirit completely continue throughout the media worldwide and have people everywhere scared, divided, hysterical, hating each other in the streets, or we have the choice of coming out of where we're standing, out of our comfort zones, maybe as Christians, but standing with God and saying, Jesus himself prayed for us to unify. And this is exactly that time. And the way that we have to be especially united is where we see the strongest spirit of Antichrist. And I can't imagine anybody can come up with a stronger place than how much division has been created by the mainstream media. And so we really, really, I praise God for Charisma Media. I praise God for you, Steve. I praise God for everyone who's willing to stand for the voice of God. And every believer who hears this, you are the most important part, because if you don't stand with us and we don't stand with you as one, then the voice of the mainstream media will continue to be that hatred and fighting and fear and scare tactics that never end. This is the chance that we have to stand together. And in the way that we stand together is we join together this way. So, Steve, thank you for helping us be heard. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for being the bigger, much bigger brother that comes along and encourages the world to take a look at us when we are, as I call it, an ant carrying a watermelon for God. Thank you so much.
Well, that's well said. And I appreciate you. And I hope that your magazine catches on. And remind people again where they can get it and how.
It's incredibly easy. The phone that's already with you, pick it up, click on the App Store or Google Play or Amazon, whatever your platform is. Go in there, just look for the words Godspeed Magazine, all one phrase, Godspeed Magazine. Download that app for free. Read the breakthrough issue, Freedom, whatever you want. And if you choose to stand with us by subscribing, you can easily just choose the button subscribe and open up all the other issues.
Well, thank you, Jeremy Lamont, for being with me on the podcast. I wish you the best. And thank you to my listeners for listening again to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. And I encourage you, if you don't already, to subscribe to my newsletter. Most of the podcasts we do, we also do as a newsletter. So it's a good way to have it delivered into your inbox every day. And you can click and listen to our podcasts, which are continuing to grow. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.